Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And that's how you can follow us in all the different ways that we have. Now, joining us right now is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com and Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Prince Philip is going to be, his funeral is today. It's my understanding it's going to start at 9 a.m. Eastern time. And I've been hearing that the royals are not going to wear their uniforms like they normally do, the men. So they won't be dressed up in their gala and all that. But Prince Philip is, in fact, getting a military funeral, and the military is in charge of it. He was many, many, many years in the Navy. So I don't know if it's the Royal Navy that's conducting it or just the military in general.
I don't know, but it will be certainly a big event.
Spectacle.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of little decisions that had to be made because of the two grandsons and the rift. Going on there.
Yeah, there's going to be a buffer in between them. They're going to be kept apart, apparently.
Correct.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. All right, well, but in lieu of everything that's going on in America, we just got done talking about the riots again across the United States and the protests and the disturbances, and call them whatever you want, but some new cities to add to the mix, including Durham, North Carolina. But the other thing is the suspected gunman in the deadly FedEx facility mass shooting in Indianapolis that left 8 dead and 5 wounded. Now, I'm waiting for the word hate crime to come out here because we understand that 4 of the people killed were Sikhs. And that's probably going to get into the mix here pretty quick. But this cat had been had come in contact with police a year earlier, and because of his mind or set or whatever, they took his guns away from him a year ago.
They took one. They took a shotgun away. The FBI had made a visit to him in his home because the mother or family members had contacted the FBI. But when they looked in to it further, they found no reason to do anything more because he had not committed any kind of a crime. So he was, there had been a previous encounter. All right. So what was the family member really saying here in all of this? Is it a matter of, mental health or you know, was there something else that was really going on there? And what mm-hmm. was it that the FBI had recommended to the family? We don't know all that. So there's more to that story. But obviously there was still some kind of an open condition that led to, what happened, I suppose.
Mm, yeah. What a shame. What a shame. But anyway, hopefully they'll get to the bottom of this and that will take care of that. But these things take a while because I know they're looking for a motive. Now, critics erupted over Joe Biden's media claims of the Kremlin bounties on troops. All of that has now fallen apart totally. Mm-hmm. And Kayleigh McEnany came on Fox, I believe it was, yesterday, and said, well, the liberal media ran these heinous allegations on Russian bounties to try to hurt the Trump administration, and I think they did to a certain extent. But still, now I don't hear anybody saying, oops, geez, I'm sorry, didn't mean to do that. What do we do now, Coach?
Well, I think it was purposeful. If you listen or kind of go back and see what media had to say about it all, they had plenty to say about it. Shame on Trump for not confronting Putin on this and so forth and so on. Well, the truth of the matter is there was low-level, if anything, discussion between one or two detainees. And the intelligence community at the time, mm-hmm. Assessed it to not be anything of any significance. But, something was leaked to, I think, the New York Times, which started this whole process. And they ran with it to destroy Trump, and they did. So we have a situation now that there should be some major apologies, but there's just not going to be any. So
Well, Congressman Burgess Owens told President Biden and Vice President Harris to get some backbone and get down on the border, visit the border.
Well, nobody's making any plans to do that anytime soon.
Nope, and
they don't want that on camera. They don't want to see the cause and effect of Biden's inauguration and his executive order.
Yep.
Not going to happen.
Hold that thought. And oh, by the way, the Biden administration yesterday annexed 6 acres of land to do what, you say? To finish the wall in an area where thousands of people were sneaking in. So even though they're not seeing that's what they're doing, that is what they're doing. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Edwards, host of the Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards, and one of his Edwards Notebooks will be around here in a little bit. But right now, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, you know, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the Northeast, over into the Midwest, and even one father who drove all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, to Newport Richey, Florida, to buy a new car for his daughter, and then drove it down to Tampa and delivered it to her. Wow. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you can't beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Got them. And they're commanding a great resale value. So guess what? If you got a vehicle and you want to get it appraised, maybe you're thinking about selling it versus trading it, there's a way to do it. Take it over to Moss. They'll give you a certified retail value for the, or wholesale value for the car for buying it. And maybe it just might help you get your next vehicle. Now, remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. That means all active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors, too, get taken great care of. Now, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto. Check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market right now. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money, too. All righty. Let's go on over here to Denise Simon again, and I'm not sure who called us, but somebody did call us, and then they hung up again. So we were talking about the situation with Kayleigh McEnany and the Russian thing and all that sort of stuff. That's never going to go away, is it?
No, it's in the DNA. But you know, there is a reason to have some punishment and sanctions against Moscow because of solar winds. And you know, the cause and effect of that is still being measured and assessed. It was a very big hack, but now there's, you know, there's this back and forth that, you know, Moscow has put a sanctions on a handful of Americans. They've eliminated some of our diplomats that were over there. We've done the same thing when we've expelled some of their people, which are otherwise known as NOx, or not undercover because they are spies. So, yeah, this is going to go back and forth for a while. But the big question is that, remember, Biden invited to have this climate change summit. He invited Putin to attend. So the question then becomes, how's that going to go off? I think from a foreign policy standpoint, diplomatic standpoint, there's some big mistakes being made here already, and I think it's going to be a little on the embarrassing side personally, but that's just me.
Yeah, didn't Russia put sanctions also on, let's see, our DNI director, the FBI director?
They have taken some action against some of our people, which is, I don't think it's a very big deal, but it's stupid.
Well, the Russian story is leading way now to what Governor Greg Abbott had to say in Texas yesterday. He said the Biden White House is plummeting like a rock in water due to the mishandling of the border crisis. And I get that. I've been hearing a lot of things from the border towns down there, people that I know down there along the U.S. side, that the cartel is operating almost at will. Which the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, also wants the drug cartels to be declared as terrorist organizations. And I think,
well, that's long overdue.
That's right.
It's remarkable to me that it hasn't happened. So as long as it hasn't happened, I mean, we spoke about it going back to the early part of the Trump administration.
Yep.
So I would say that, you know, in many cases, the Taliban has won in Afghanistan, and when it comes to Mexico, the cartels have won.
Yep.
I think if you look very closely, if you consider the cartels and how they operate not only within Mexico but globally and throughout Central and Latin America, It's a major, major enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, the cartels have already defeated the United States.
Okay, we've got a question here from Backgammon Bob. So, Backgammon Bob, what is your question, sir?
Yes, sir, Captain. Denise. I would ask Denise, does she think it might be time for us to pull back from being the world's policeman, being as... In doing so, we are to somewhat degree endangering involving ourselves with nuclear nations such as China, Russia, maybe even North Korea. And the second thing I wanted to ask about is, as far as the gun control and stuff, maybe if everybody had a, just like an automobile license, they had to have a gun license to own a gun. And this would maybe take guns out of some of the hands of bad people, but would also encourage people that were qualified to have guns so that if anybody, they could deter crime that way. All right. Thanks, Captain.
All right. Well, the second thing first, because there are states right now that are passing legislation to where you will not have to have a permit to carry or register a gun. And I believe, who was it, the state that just passed it yesterday? Was it Texas?
So what?
That you would not need to have permits anymore to carry.
I thought it was Nebraska, but I could be.
All right. Well, Nebraska was mentioned during the week, but there was another one yesterday. So there's states that are starting to do that. But anyway, go ahead.
Look, the bad guys are not going to follow the law. Period. End of report. So what, you know, Congress and, you know, all these measures are trying to create law, you know, hoping that, you know, it'll stop some of these shootings and where they, you know, violence by a weapon. The bad guys are not going to follow the law. Now let's take this 13-year-old that, you know, dropped the weapon, this whole thing, this video that came out in Chicago. He was given the weapon by one of the recruits of the Latin Kings.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, has anybody had that discussion yet? Was that a legal weapon? Because I would argue it's not.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and a 13-year-old, I don't think is qualified to have a weapon yet. Do you?
No.
Okay.
And if it's
as far as being the world's police, I've said it many times, and if the United States is not quote unquote the world's police to keep some kind of equilibrium, some kind of balance, who's going to be the world's police? You want to leave it to Italy? You want to leave it to China? You want to leave it to Germany? Because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we have a choice. But I would also say that some of these other countries ought to compensate us for the work that we do globally. And I think that we just signed a new agreement with South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
That they will compensate the United States for our presence there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that, but you know it's when you think of the nonsense with the terrorists that's going on in East Africa, in Syria, what's going on in the conflicts that we see from time to time in Iraq. Who do we call? Brazil? Hey, Brazil, will you go handle that?
Right.
Because they're not going to, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you pick up the phone and call Portugal? Say, hey, Portugal, it's your turn. You go deal with it. It ain't going to work that way.
Very, very true. Okay, well, we will talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early. Have yourself a great weekend, and don't work too hard on the mountaintop.
Yeah.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. In the meantime, we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling on Congress to act on gun legislation after the mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis.
These mass shootings that are occurring every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
Authorities in Indianapolis have identified the suspect in that shooting, 19-year-old Brandon Hole. Police say he shot and killed 8 people and then killed himself.
There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting.
Deputy Chief Craig McCart, he said that Hull was a former FedEx employee. The FBI said they spoke to him last April after his mother called them and said she thought he might try to commit suicide by cop. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this portion of the program, our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, and we'll tell you where they are after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations that are there to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa, and they're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Now, I always suggest to the people, ask to take the tour at one of their facilities and find out what they're all about. You'll get a chance to talk to a student or two, a teacher or two. Get a chance to solidify your financing. If you're a veteran, get your GI Bill set up. If you're a civilian, you could be able to get your student loan set up. But how you do that is you call them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu to find out more about them that way, too. Now, a female airman will soon begin formal training to become an Air Force Combat Controller.
The closest any enlisted woman has gotten to breaking that glass ceiling so far in the Air Force. Can't wait to find out how that's going to work out. And U.S. troop withdrawal will leave the Kabul government to face the Taliban forces alone, and many feared another renewed civil war. Well, no kidding. No kidding. And amid Russia's massive troop buildup along its border with Ukraine, the top U.S. commander in Europe has warned that NATO was prepared to respond to the aggression if need be. Well, I have a real problem thinking that this administration is going to do anything against Russia or China. I just don't see that happening. I just don't. That's just me. Now, U.S. intelligence agencies are not particularly confident that Russia offered money to the Taliban for the killing of U.S. troops deployed to Afghanistan, a story that has rocked the military and intelligence communities since last summer, and now it's discredited the Obama White House to the point to where they won't even talk about it because it's not a very popular issue. It brings people back to the thought of, what have you done for me lately? Now, the tentative transit of a two destroyers, to be sent into the Black Sea due to concerns over Russia and Ukraine would have worked very good. The tentative transit was not unusual or designed to send any particular new signal, but it was done to let Russia know that we were there to help out our friends, the Iranians, if we had to. Well, the Russians said, nope, we're going to close down the entry into the Black Sea, and they've done that. They've done that. Now, the French Navy Eurocopter AS-532 Cougar was hovering above the stern of the destroyer USS Laboon, lowering cargo to its deck. And this is the United States carrier-based Eisenhower Group, strike group, has been doing for the past few days, training with the French in the Mediterranean. And not to be forgotten about, two more Navy destroyers are expected to be based out of Rota, Spain, within the next year or so, a move that will help U.S. European Command keep closer tabs on Russian submarines. We'll see how that works out. By the way, residents of at least one American military installation in Japan may have to purchase Japanese toilet paper to keep their plumbing working properly, according to the Housing Maintenance Office. They can't find any American product. Oh, boy. That's funny. And Marine Corps firefighters and Japan Coast Guard members on Okinawa received special recognition recently for their parts in rescuing seven Marines carried out to sea by a treacherous tide. Kudos to them for a job well done. By the way, U.S. troops should start leaving Afghanistan on or about May 1st, the date Biden said the withdrawal is expected to start. Remember, they're all supposed to be out by September 11th of this year, the 20th anniversary of September 11th. And the Biden's administration surprise announcement about September 11th is bringing undue pressure right now to the government in Afghanistan. The Taliban are trying to take full advantage of that one. By the way, did you hear U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan this week to sell Afghan leaders and a wary public on President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw all American troops from the country and end America's longest war? Now, believe it or not, guess who's considering sending a peacekeeping force to Afghanistan after our troops leave? Give up? China. Beijing may consider sending a peacekeeping force to Afghanistan if the security situation in the South Asian country poses a threat to its neighboring Chinese province of Pyongyang after American troops pull out. This is a very real possibility. And that will change the dynamics of Afghanistan forever. Mark my words. Changing the subject, Biden gets some credit for distributing the COVID shots, but Trump was responsible for producing vaccines in record time and guaranteeing that America had first dibs of the supply. The current president claims he inherited a mess when, in fact, he inherited a miracle. Trump's Operation Warp Speed, which worked. Now, Trump insisted he would have vaccines ready by the end of 2020, a goal that naysayers said that could never be done. Anthony Fauci said it was impossible. Thousands of column inches and more tweets mocked Trump's optimism before the novel coronavirus vaccines, the fastest ever vaccine development for mumps in the 1960s, which took 4 years, by the way, showed up and were done. End of story. A tremendous accomplishment by the Trump administration. And people should be shouting that from the hilltops, in my opinion. By the way, don't forget, check out our pals, Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Need a tractor, need a lawnmower. Need something fixed? Need some welding done? Check out Everglades Equipment Group. Again, the very best of what they do. They've been in the business a while. They've got a whole bunch of dealerships around the area, including one on 114th Street in St. Pete. Now, remember this Black Lives Matter woman? Patrice Khan Colores, who said in an interview that she was investing her money in her family members. Four homes bought for a whopping $3.2 million, including a $1.4 million property in the overwhelmingly white Topanga Canyon, California neighborhood. Something wrong with that picture, isn't there? But it is what it is. And one of the homes she paid cash for. Wow. Holy smokes. Okay, coming back with more. Final segment coming right up. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much there, Brooke. And Brooke's program will be heard on my flagship station tonight live at 7 p.m. Check her out, Brooke Talks America. Her website, brooketalksamerica.com. And she's on my program every other Tuesday. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back and better than ever, Saturday and Sunday. This week, they will be at the Midreg Hall, which is over in Largo, located at 6340 126 Avenue North in Largo. And they're open 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. Now, today, if you want to take the concealed carry class, it starts at 2 o'clock, and you need to let them know as soon as you show up, or you can go to their website and sign up by going to twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. Now, also, you can also shop the most modern, up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, as well as private collections, ammunition that the Two Guys Shows embrace. Don't forget, they have a whole bunch of knives there, too, and swords and army surplus and whatnot. Now, trade-ins are welcome, and you can meet me today. I'll be right there, easy to spot, from 9 to probably 2 o'clock. I might stay a little bit longer, depends on the crowd. But 9 to 2 o'clock, you'll be able to see me there. So stop by, again, the Midreg Hall at 6340 126 Avenue North in Largo. And I look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a great day in the neighborhood for sure. Now, the federal pause in the Johnson and Johnson vaccine shot makes no sense. Why is the Joe Biden White House letting insanely risk adverse bureaucrats run the show instead of them running it themselves? Now, just 6 people out of 7 million who've gotten the Johnson & Johnson vaccine reported blood clots. The condition is more common in the general population, and every vaccine, indeed, every medication, carries some risk, including the Moderna and Pfizer jabs. Now, with COVID-19 cases still rising nationwide, it's sheer lunacy to delay millions of vaccinations and feed the fears among the vaccination-resistant people. So, this is a gift to the anti-vax movement, no doubt about it. And the science bureaucrats are fueling that deranged science out there, too, as only they can. And again, it's a shame. It's a shame that we have to go through something like this. By the way, the two-tier justice system, well, I guess it all depends on who you shoot. I'll explain. Two different scenarios and two different police officer-involved shootings, but two very different processes, as one police officer is charged in the killing and one is not. The examination of the two events in tandem reveals a disturbing special interest two-tiered justice system. Of course, talking about the shooting that just happened, but unbelievable. And the suspects being young like that, where are the parents? Where are the parents in all this? Wow. Now, the growing Second Amendment sanctuary state movement is moving along rapidly in a move that sees Nebraska join 4 other states. Governor Pete Ricketts signed a proclamation that designates his state as a Second Amendment sanctuary state. Now, an action that indicates his state's inclination to use nullification on gun rights issues. And good for them. Now, did the White House use a bald-faced lie about a Latin American border agreement that they talked about? Now, the reason is because White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who has come under increasingly further scrutiny for her uninformative non-answers and deceptive statements, was rebuked by one Latin American leader over claims the Biden administration has secured commitments for border control in that region. He said, "I'm the president of my country, and we haven't heard a word out of Biden." Case closed. Case closed. Are they saying that to hear themselves talk? Sure. But they don't realize that people are checking on it. Speaking of checking on, here's another one for you. Conservative House Republicans are going to form the American First Conference, or Caucus, rather. American First Caucus, built totally upon the Trump-inspired platform. Now, are they going to take flak for this? Oh, yeah. Because during his administration, President Trump developed policies on trade, immigration, and more that he said put America's interest at the forefront. Now conservative House Republicans are working to form a new caucus that will advance a similar agenda. Now, this new caucus taking shape as the Biden administration looks to undergo many Trump-era rules and programs will soon roll out a more detailed policy playbook for all to see. But I think it's a great idea, myself. That's just me talking. And we'll see how that all works out. Now, don't forget today, 9 a.m., Prince Philip's funeral in the United Kingdom. It's going to be a spectacle among spectacles, I guarantee you. By the way, after blowback from his allies, the White House says Biden will move to lift Trump's refugee caps next month. He wasn't going to do it to begin with, but the squad got in there, got very vocal, and guess what? Now they're going to do it. and the White House dodged questions on the Biden weakness over the Putin summit. This after Attorney General Garland reversed the Trump-era policy on consent decrees and police probes. Now, federal officials also reversed limits on the fetal tissue research program. Hear about that? That's back. And Texas Attorney General Paxton said new border laws are great, but Biden is not enforcing them. And that's pretty accurate from what I've been able to see. In addition, Republicans spelling for a fight right now, or spoiling for a fight right now, with the woke corporations. We'll see how that works out. And conservative House Republicans are planning on reorganizing. We'll see how all of that works out, because it's going to be very difficult with the things going on. By the way, Corey Lewandowski said that China poses a bigger threat than Russia. That's true. Based on what I've seen, based on what I know, that's definitely true. So I would let that stay as it does. By the way, Hunter Biden's book sells 10,638 copies in the first week. And Minneapolis public schools were going to start to shift their online learning in anticipation of the George Floyd trial decision. Now, the Black Panther director, Ryan Coogler, said on Friday he's not moving the shooting of his film from Georgia. They are going to stay put and finish the shooting of their film in Georgia for the Black Panther. Kudos to them. By the way, the interior head, Deb Haarlin, interior secretary, revoked the Trump-era orders on energy. No surprise there. And Senator Ron Johnson says that Biden is not up to the challenge of China, which now is our biggest threat. Now, did you hear this one? Raul Castro, remember him? The brother of Fidel? He's resigning as the head of Cuba's Communist Party. Long era in Cuba. They already have a president to take over. He's been around for a couple of years. Former military guy, former colonel. And he'll be running Cuba from now on. All right. I'll see you today at the Two Guys Gun Show over at the Midreg Hall in Largo. Have yourself a great day. Stay out of trouble. Stay warm. And enjoy your family this weekend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.